Welcome up the kids. They from Sunday school. They prepared a song for all of us, so let's give them a hand.
We're just going to do one more song for you guys. So why don't we all just stand for this last song? think most of you know it. So if you know it, let's sing together. Let's sing loud. Because Jesus is worthy. Amen.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad. Yes? Okay. Yes. Kolesana? Say. Kolesana? Kolesana? Wintum? Taibin. Let's say it together. Kolesana? Wintum? Taibin. Every like Feliz Navidad, but in Arabic. Yeah? It's good. Good to say it in a church, no problem. Okay? So happy our Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you, or to all of us. And let's pray, and then we're gonna hear what God wants to say. Amen. Lord, we thank you that today is a perfect gift for us to receive your mercy, to hear your voice, and to enjoy once more, Lord, your presence. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, Lord. Thank you that you gave us the most precious gift of all time, Lord. You gave us your beloved Son, the only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, for all of us to die and on the cross, Lord, for our sins. Lord, I thank you that this is the fact, that this is the celebration that we are celebrating today, is that you are in our life. Thank you, Lord. Bless our time, Lord, and I pray, Lord, to open our eyes with the power of the Holy Spirit, not only to understand with our mind, but our heart to be open to what you want to say to the church. In the name of Jesus, amen. Who's going to read? Yeah, announcements, until someone comes and read. And the kids are dismissed. Wednesday night normally is the youth group and Bible study, but next Wednesday it will not be, there was no meeting because it's Christmas. And even the Wednesday after is also no meeting because it's going to be the new year. So, but it's at 6:30 is the youth fellowship, and then it followed by a youth meeting, and then the Bible study the same. 6:30 is the prayer meeting, and then 7:30 is the Bible study. And we're studying Philippians, and we're enjoying it so much. Amen. So this is for the Wednesday night. Any other announcements? Yes, thank you very much. The offering box is in the back there. So please give generously to God. Amen. This is what? Someone here. Ah, Instagram again. We have an Instagram account, so please go and check it. And I don't know what do you do with it. I don't know. Anyway, this is what, I don't know. It's not good. Anyway, this is all. Yes. Someone will read, please. That's it? Okay, I will read. It's your... Okay, so we're going to read today from Luke 2, from... Actually, I wanted to read the whole passage from 1 to 14. I think if someone volunteered, it would be much better. Huh? Come on. Yes. Okay. So, Luke 2. From 1 to 14.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Amen. So today is what God put in my heart is the message, this message from 1 to 14. And I was preparing, and I remembered normally we talk about Christmas, and you know, we have special program and special events and, you know, light. I myself went 2 days ago, thank you Sarah for telling me, to a place, very beautiful place in Brea, full of light, Christmas light and singing events. People are walking and it's beautiful. It's something, you know, brings joy, the light and everything. It's a season that all of us, you know, experience joy and, you know, a lot of food, sure, and gifts and everything. It's a season that, you know, we even have attitude, you know, of giving, and everything is beautiful, and but it's a season. But when the angel came to announce that Jesus is coming, he didn't announce a season. And even when we celebrate the holidays, and we people say the holidays, you know, it's not like it's a holiday, and they don't mention Jesus at all. And then the believer said, no, Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. This is like a step up. And we are announcing that the reason for this season is Jesus. But we're still thinking about it as a season. But the announcement here, the angel came not to announce a season. Hallelujah. It's announcing something beyond season, beyond few days that we celebrate and put Christmas light, beyond 4 or 5 days that we exchange gifts and giving more, and it's beyond that. He's announcing something much, much, much more. He's saying, he's declaring something so beautiful, something that people were waiting for it thousands of years, especially the Jewish, and they are waiting for a Messiah. They are waiting for a Savior to come and save them, not only from the Romans, to come and save them from their sin. It's announcing much more than a season. It's announcing that, hallelujah, that earth, that heaven and earth will be united. This is what he said. He said that the angel came when the shepherd saw him. What did they do? They were what? Afraid. Scared. But am I coming to scare you? No. I'm coming to tell you a good news. I'm bringing you a good tiding. I'm bringing you great joy that the Savior will be born. And then, what will happen? The angels, when they are saying this, hallelujah, a multitude of angels came. A great multitude of angels came and started to worship God. And they started to announce glory. Verse 14. This is the main verse that I wanted to speak. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. We notice here there's two beings, two places, and two actions, and one outcome. Two beings, Can you see it? Who? Who and who? God and man. God and man. Two places. Huh? Which is what two places? Heaven and earth. And two actions, two things will happen. What? Peace and glory. Glory. And then the outcome is goodwill toward men. So what he's announcing, the angel is saying, when Jesus is gonna, when Jesus is born, when this child will be born, something beautiful will happen, is that heaven and earth will be reconciled. Heaven and earth will be almost the same. The things that will be in heaven, the things are in heaven, will be on earth. The things that the glory of God that is in heaven will be on earth. The peace of God is in heaven, it will be with man. You will be filled with the peace of God. And then man will find favor, goodwill towards men. They will find favor. I will find favor in men. The peace of God. First thing that Jesus is bringing, not only for the season, but for the whole time, for the all mankind, he's bringing peace. You're gonna receive peace. When you receive Jesus, you receive peace. And not normal peace, not like a sign peace. No, it's not man peace, not the peace that the world will give, but the peace of God himself. Peace is the quietness and the rest. Okay? When you have peace, you have quietness. You have rest. When you have pain and trouble, you feel something. Have you had any pain recently? Not only physically, but like emotionally or spiritually. Something that aching, something, you know, it's like, but in your soul. Have you had this recently? One, two. Thank God. The rest, three. The rest are, get out of here. Come on. We experience pain. We experience tiredness. We experience trouble. We experience that we're not in rest. Our soul in trouble. I've experienced this. I experienced this. And I was like, I wake up and I found like pain. I don't know where exactly. I don't know why I'm even, you know, pointing at this place. But somewhere here, I feel like pain. And I know that where is the pain coming from. I know why. But it's pain. But here, it's saying, when you receive Jesus, when you allow heaven to reconcile with earth, when you allow heaven to touch earth, you will receive the peace of God himself, which is saying, I'm in control. I'm going to heal your pain. I'm going to give you... Okay, not only that, it's the nagging thoughts making you even more in pain. And God is saying, by Jesus born in your life, I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you quietness. I'm going to give you peace. The peace of God. The peace of God. And the peace that will be born in your heart is going to be, okay, this is a hard English for me. Be patient, gracious. It's going to be eternal. Yani goa. Internal and eternal. No. eternal, inside, internal, inside of us, and eternal. It's not going to be ending. It's for all season, for all time. The pain and the trouble has limit time, has a beginning and end. Have you heard about any man in the Bible, his pain or trouble haven't ended? I think Job was the most man experienced trouble, right? He lost his children, he lost his health, his properties and sheep and cows and everything. But there was a time that it all this ended and God restored all things to him. It ended. So pain and trouble has an end. But the peace of God, when it's born in our heart, has no end, has no expiration. That's it. I gave you the peace for 10 years. That's it. You're out of peace. No. It's eternal, internal, and eternal. It goes on and on and on. And because it's not, it doesn't depend on us. It depends on the resource. The source of peace is God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the boat of the disciples in trouble in the sea, there is an end. He put an end for this trouble and gave them his peace. Do not be troubled anymore. Peace I give you. Amen? So the peace of God is internal, eternal seed that will remain in our heart. Say amen. That will remain in our heart forever. Forever. So it's not a season. He's not announcing a season of celebration. He's announcing eternal peace in our heart. Peace on earth. We were studying in Philippians 4 on Wednesday. And James was teaching this. And verse 6 and 4, 7 was saying this. And this is another English word that I didn't want to say, but I'm going to try to say it. Be anxious for nothing. I saw that right? Okay. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing. Why don't they say don't worry about nothing? Yeah? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And here is, when you pray and you bring your supplications, I love this. When James shared it with me, I felt like I have to share it with everyone that I know. When we pray, we don't educate God about our need. He knows. Do you know that he knows? Are you with me? Okay. Do you know that God knows all of our needs? So when we bring our needs or prayer to God, we don't educate him. He knows. But what happens is he wants us to bring those prayers and supplications and all this kind of needs. And he says, okay, you bring it with thanksgiving. You bring it, give it to me, and I will give you my peace. This is the next verse. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard, say guard again, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So when I bring my prayer, when I'm in his presence, which is, again, this is what the angel is announcing, is that when we come to his presence, there will be this switch. All our need, our prayer, our trouble, our, you know, everything, our pain, We will give it to him, and he will, instead he will give us what? His peace. It's not a normal peace. It's the peace that will surpass, which is like, surpass means it will be held higher, it will be above higher than our understanding. It will be higher than our understanding, because if we use our understanding, our situation cannot bring anything good out of it. What's happening in our life, logically doesn't bring anything good out of it. I remembered something. Rolla will kill me, but you're gonna kill me later, not now. Okay? I remembered something, and I'm gonna. Something happened to us, especially to her. But something beautiful came out of it. When between Jonathan and Sarah, we had another pregnancy. She had another pregnancy, and she miscarried the babies. Actually, they were babies, not only one or two, maybe three. So, see, she miscarried the babies, and we were in Sudan, and we were broke and everything, and we couldn't go to the doctor in the right time. So she miscarried the babies, and we had to go to the hospital. And in the hospital, we had to go to the local hospital. It's not like a private one. So in the local hospital, you go and you do, the operation, and they put you in the same room with other ladies. And they put her in the same room with, I don't know, 8 or 9, I can't remember. But it's like a room full of beds, and every bed had 2 patients. Every bed, like they like opposite of each other, the head and the they're sleeping next to each other like this. But for her, thank God, they gave her 1 bed for herself. Yeah. No one wants to sleep next to her. Because she was a little bit foreigner, she's different. And we were in this full, like people, in a room full of people, and the people were majority Muslims. And we brought Rolla from the operation room to this room with all these women. And she started to wake up from the anesthesia. And she started to wake up like this. She started to sing like this. Ding, like this. She's knocking at the door. Ding, 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 Jesus, like this. She's not fully awake, but she started to sing. Ding, 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 Jesus. And we were like kind of, happy because, she's singing when she's in pain. And the worship leader wife, not him, but his wife, and our pastor's wife, and another lady from the church, they were with me. Because I was alone, and we were 4 of us like encouraging what's happening. Ding, 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 Jesus! And we were encouraging this. I was like, hallelujah. She's proclaiming the name of Jesus in the hospital full of, in a room full of Muslim ladies. And then she started to say, Jesus is alive. And we was like, amen, preach it, sister. And she, Jesus is alive. And was like, yes, he is alive. And she started to say, he is the way. He is the truth. And I was like, wow, well, where is this coming from, She's just waking up from anesthesia, and she started to intercede for all the tribes, the Muslim tribes, and she started to say names of the tribes, and she started the Baggara. Baggara is one of the tribes, the Muslim tribe. Baggara for Jesus. I was like, yes. And, Jaliyah for Jesus, and yes, and she started to say, Muhammad is a liar. Muhammad is the prophet of Islam. And I was like, no, don't go there, Muhammad is a witch doctor. I was like, that's enough. That's enough. let's just praise and preach, not to, go there. But what I really felt is, wow. She's in a lot of pain. She lost her babies, 2 or 3, we don't know. We will see in heaven. And she's singing. Jesus, she said something I didn't understand until now. She said, remove the biscuit coming out of the ceiling. I don't know what's biscuit until now, but she was praising God. Among all this kind of, things. But she was praising God in the midst of the pain and losing child and treated very, 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 very badly in the hospital. And I felt like, wow, this is coming from inside. It's not coming from the circumstances, because the circumstances is not good. All what's happening is not good. This is coming from inside. And this is what Jesus is going to do. He's coming to announce, the angels are coming to announce eternal, internal peace that will change our inner being forever. Say amen. It will not depend on what you're going through, how much is the pain that you have. It will depend on receiving Jesus as a Savior, as a King in our heart. And then we will enjoy the peace of God. We will be filled with the peace of God. And in the trouble, in the time of trouble, we will sing, ding, 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 Jesus. Ding, 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 Jesus. But from our heart, we will sing it because we live it. It's not like something that we say. It's something from inside out. Amen? Amen? The peace of God. And then the glory. And then the glory. The glory of God will touch the earth. By announcing the birth of Jesus, the glory to God in the highest, and earth peace. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, saying that the child will be born and a son, we will be given a son and all this. You know it. Yeah? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name what? Emmanuel. And then later on in Matthew talks about the meaning of Emmanuel, that God will be, that means interpreted that God is with us. Im means with. Emmanuel, il, is Allah, God, is with us. And I was like wondering, not wondering, but I felt like it's so beautiful that Isaiah prophesied this most wonderful prophecy in the history about the birth of Jesus. But when did this happen? Chapter 7. After chapter what? 6. What happened in chapter 6? Chapter 6. Isaiah had a beautiful revelation that he saw the Lord high and lifted up and sitting on his throne, and all his trains are filling the temple, and all the seraphim are singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. This is the revelation that he received in chapter 6. Holy, holy, he saw the Lord Almighty with His glory in heaven, and the angels, which is seraphim, which is, they are angels of fire, a fire being, okay? And their place is only in heaven. They're supposed to stay in heaven and sing day and night, night and day, holy, 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 the Lord Almighty. Okay? They sing all over, over and over, holy, holy, holy. And when he saw that, he started to recognize his, you know, what's his, he said, I am unclean, I have unclean lips, and I am among unclean lips people, okay? And then an angel flew with a coal from the altar, and he touched his lips. And when this happened, what happened to the place that he was in? The place was filled from the glory of God, and it was shaking. Okay? And then in chapter 7, he announced or he prophesied about Jesus Christ coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming to bring, to let heaven touch earth, to bring the glory of God, which is the fullness of God's presence. The fullness of God's presence. I cannot stop saying this. We will experience the glory of God. We will experience the fullness of God's presence. His love, His mercy, His joy, His everything. When the angel is announcing that the heaven will touch the earth, the glory of God will shake the earth, will shake our place. When we receive Jesus, we receive the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not only receiving the peace of God, we also glorify God with the glory that we will see. And we will sing with the angels. Holy, holy, holy. God, O Lord, God Almighty. Amen? The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. We will sing. And I believe in this church, we will experience the peace of God and the glory of God. Amen? So he's announcing this. God will be with us, Emmanuel. His name will be Emmanuel. That means God is with us. Okay. Luke 19 speaks about Jesus coming to Jerusalem. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, the disciples, multitude of disciples, they started to shout and sing. In verse 38, saying, blessed is the king, can you please put it? Yeah. Saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. How many beings you can see here? How many persons you see in this verse? Come on. It's not a test. It's there. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. How many people? One, the king. The king description is that he is coming in the name of the Lord. Okay? And how many places? How many places? One, which is heaven or the highest. How many actions? Two. Or peace? Peace in heaven? Peace and glory. Is there any outcome like what we saw in Luke 2? Any mention of favor for man? No. No. So, what the angel... this is the main thing. If you take this home and just receive it today, this is the main thing. The angel announced that two places, two beings, two actions, and one outcome. Two places is heaven and earth. They will be touching. They will be exchanging. The glory and the peace of God will come on earth. Okay? There will be two actions, peace and glory. Two beings, God and man. And the outcome that mankind will find a favor. Here, what the disciples have received until now, that he is a king, that Jesus is a king, that he is a king, and he's coming. I don't know, they were not expecting anything. The peace and the glory remains in heaven. King, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. There is nothing came to earth until now. And this is what I felt like. Sometimes when God reveals things to us, we don't take the full revelation. We don't receive the full revelation. It's not what the angel announced. The angel announced reconciliation between earth and heaven. The angel announced that there will be a favor to the mankind. The angel announced that God and men will be reconciled because of Jesus. That God himself will be with us. But here, there's no mention. Jesus is coming as king. And this is what they were expecting. They were expecting a king to come in the name of the Lord to deliver them from the Romans. There is nothing about reconciliation with God. But this is why, after they did that, they worshipped and they shouted. Jesus started to enter Jerusalem. And he did what? He cried. He cried. He wept. Because he said, you don't know. You don't know what's taking place. You don't know the time of your visitation. Have been أخفي عنك. You are blinded to see that the Messiah is coming to save you from your sin. This is why he cried. And he prophesied that they will come and surround you. You remember I asked you to repeat the word guard. The totally different pictures. In Luke 2, in Philippians 4, Paul is saying that you pray and bring your supplication to God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. Here, Jesus is saying, because you missed the time of your visitation, because you missed it, they will surround this city. And you will be in it. Your children will be in it, surrounded. By who? By who? By the enemies. And they will destroy the city. And they will not leave two stones on each other, on the top of each other. They will destroy the city. Because you missed the revelation. You missed that the Messiah is coming. But the peace of God, when you receive Jesus in your heart, He will give you peace, surpasses the understanding, and He will guard. The peace of God will guard our heart and our mind. And I asked you to say guard, because when I was studying this, I remembered. From the beginning, God wanted to put Adam and Eve in a place called, Garden of Eden. Garden. Yes? Garden. Say garden. Garden is a place that is guarded by a fence or surrounded, an enclosure. I remember I spoke in this church about the Garden of Eden is a place, is an enclosure of God's blessing and His presence. Because this is why guarded by angels. And when you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, the peace of God will guard, will make your heart and mind an enclosure for God's blessings and His presence. Hallelujah. So trying understanding, your normal understanding will try to jump, but it's higher. The peace of God is higher than normal understanding. Any attack from the enemy trying to hit your heart and mind, but it's the peace of God is higher. Do you understand this? Instead of being guarded and surrounded by the enemies like Jerusalem, God is saying, by allowing me to put my seed of peace, you will be guarded. Your heart will be guarded. Your mind will be guarded. And instead of being surrounded by enemies, you will be surrounded by the peace of God. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. This is Christmas. It's not a season of light and gifts and food. It's not a season. It's not a season. It's a change of heart. It's not a season. It's not a season. It's eternal work of God in our heart and in our mind. Hallelujah. We can celebrate Christmas in July and May, in October, when they are celebrating, what's the Halloween thing? When they are celebrating outside Halloween and ghosts and afarit, you know, all this kind of stuff, we can celebrate Christmas. It's not a season. It's a change of heart. It's Jesus being born in our heart and give us His peace that surpasses all understanding, that surpasses all the abilities. Hallelujah. This is just now. The abilities of the enemy to fight you. It's higher than all what the enemy can do for you, for your heart and for your mind. This is Christmas. Hallelujah. This is the announcing that the angel came. When he's announcing this, when he's saying this, a multitude of angels came and started to worship. I thought your place is heaven only to worship God. Yes, but Jesus is coming to make those two places one. To experience the presence of God here on earth. To experience the glory of God here on earth. To experience the peace of God here on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. When you celebrate, don't celebrate only the season. Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in your heart. And it will remain with you, not the whole year, your whole life. Amen? Let's pray together. In Luke 19, in the beginning of the chapter, there was a man called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus? Heard about Jesus. And he wanted to see Jesus. He was short. Tried to climb a tree to see Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he told him, "Come down, hurry, come down. Because today I must dwell in your house." Zacchaeus understood the message. And he opened not only his house, he opened his heart for Jesus to come and dwell in his house. And the house means the dwelling place. They felt like God is saying, "Invite me today because I want to dwell in your dwelling place. I want to give you rest. I want to give you quietness. I want to give you my peace." There's a beautiful song that we normally sing here. I'm going to read the words over us. "Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still, call the sea to still. The rage in me to still every wave at your name. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you silence fear. I cannot hear the fear. I cannot hear the sound of fear because the peace of God surpasses all the abilities of the enemy to fight my heart and mind, because Jesus is born in my heart." Hallelujah. Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, you came to silence fear. You came to end the darkness. You came to give me peace. Surpasses all understanding. It's an invitation for all of us, believe me, for all of us. It will be the most wonderful celebration when we allow Jesus to dwell in our hearts, to dwell in my dwelling, to dwell in our house, in our homes. I want to invite all of us that wants to invite Jesus in your heart. Whether you experienced it before or you haven't experienced it at all, to stand up and say, "Jesus, I welcome you in my heart. I welcome you in my heart. Today I want to celebrate not the season, but I want to celebrate you being born in my heart. Because you know what? I need your peace. I need to see your glory. I need to see your glory, Lord." Let your glory fall in this place, Lord. We remind you, Lord, that the work of the cross you've done 2,000 years ago that tore the veil and opened the holy place for us to come in with boldness. Today, Lord, we believe that you're welcoming us, that we have favor in your eyes because what Jesus did on the cross. We welcome you to tear our veils in our eyes, mind, and heart so we can see you, so we can meet you, so the heaven touches our lives today. I believe the heaven is open, Lord. I believe the heaven is open because of what you've done on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pour out your glory, Lord. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory, Lord. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory, Lord. We want to see. We want to see you. We want to see you. I want to see you in my life. I want to touch you. I want to experience your presence, fullness of your presence. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you at my home, my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still. Call the sea to stir. The rage in me to stir. Every way at your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus.
Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Sing it again, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Your name is a light that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome.
I believe that God wants to silence fear. Fear of future, fear of steps of faith that God wants you to take. I believe God wants to silence fear. When He gives you His peace, that beyond our understanding, beyond the ability of the enemy to throw a fear arrow in your mind and heart. Receive it. Receive the power of the peace of God that wants to silence fear, to silence the rage inside of you, to silence the sound of waves that coming after you. I believe the hand of God is over you today, now. He's touching your house, your home, touching your marriage, touching your relationships. And you know what? Renewing the love for each other. Renewing the peace between husband and wife, children and parents. The peace of God to fill you now. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the glory of God will fall in this place. Pour out your glory, Lord. Can we pray this out loud? Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory, Lord. We said it only a few times, and I feel some people are just giving up. Feel more and more that we need to wrestle with God. wrestle with God and say, pour out your glory, Lord. Pour out your glory in my house. Pour out your glory in my life. Pour out your glory in my church, in my ministry. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory, Lord. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory to experience the glory of God as it is in heaven. Who will be in my earth, Lord, on my earth, in my family, in my house, in my life, to experience your presence, Lord. Pour out your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have something in my heart that I cannot stop but listening to it, and I obey. Okay? Could be awkward, I don't care. Could be embarrassing, I don't care. But I'm gonna say it. When Jesus came to the village of Gadarenes, he met a man full of demons. Full of demons. Full of demons. They were like a katiba, like an army of demons. Yes. And because Jesus was there, he started to manifest. This man started to manifest. And he cast out the demons. And I believe that God wants to deliver us from the influence of demons today. Now, I know that it could be awkward. I don't care. Any influence of satanic, if demons in the midst of us, God can deliver us now, because he's going to pour out his glory to cast out demons. You cannot receive the peace of God, you cannot experience the glory of God, and you still have influence from Satan. But today I believe that Jesus, wow, what a gift of Christmas. What a gift in Christmas. If you receive the power of God today to deliver you from any influence of demons, of any influence of the enemy, what a gift from God today that you receive. The freedom of God. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray for any influence of the, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Some people coming from, you know, you're inherited. You inherited curses over your life. In the name of Jesus, we break it today. Inherited poverty, inherited illness, inherited sickness, inherited broken relationship, divorce, inherited sin, inherited this and that, in the name of Jesus. Every influence coming from our families to be stopping now in the name of Jesus, by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, to stop now. Spirit of adultery, to stop now from my family. I refuse you in the name of Jesus. I refuse in the name of any influence of the demons. I refuse you in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to deliver me, to deliver my family, to deliver my kids from any influence of demons. Blindness. To be broken, the power of darkness to be broken over our life, in the name of Jesus. I'm not gonna ask you to come up here, but if you want to receive the power, it's not about whoever speaking, it's the power of God's presence today. Lift up your hand and just pray. From the bottom of your heart, I need you, Jesus. Present your prayer with thanksgiving today. Jesus, I know that you come to set us free, to end the darkness in our life. Hallelujah. The curse of being barren without children. I break this curse in the name of Jesus. I break this curse in the name of Jesus. If you inherit it from your family, I break it in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. Not only physically, but spiritually. I pray in the name of Jesus. I call forth children. I call forth children in the name of Jesus to be fruitful, to be multiplying, to multiply in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Being without parents, whether this is physical, like you don't have parents, you don't know your parents, you lived like an orphan, or you feel like you're an orphan. You lost your parents when you were young, and you live like an orphan with a mind of orphan. Today, this must end. The power of Jesus Christ here to end this mentality. This power must go. This influence must go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have a Father. I have a wonderful Heavenly Father that loves me and cares for me. Hallelujah. Actually, I feel like it's almost for all of us. We need to proclaim it. You know, I have a Father. Can you say that? I have a Father. I have a Father. Thank you that you are my Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, you are good. You are good. You loved me. You want me. You're not rejecting me. You didn't forsake me. You will never forsake me. You will never leave me or forsake me. Thank you that you, your name, Jesus, thank you that your name is Emmanuel, that God is with us. Thank you. Worship you, Lord. If you want to spend time, just a few moments, the music is playing, and I feel like we need to quiet our souls in His presence. Silence fear, silence all the ideas, and just listen and receive His peace. song, and I believe that as the angels were praising God and celebrating the touch of heaven to earth, I believe that this is what we are going to experience in our life when we welcome and when we surrender everything to Jesus. Amen.
Stand for the last song.
Hallelujah. Oh, fear, you lost your hold on me.
death is defeated. The King is alive. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are, Jesus. We thank you for coming, Lord God, down on this earth, God, and just saving us, and for bringing peace on this earth to this hard and cruel world, Lord God. We thank you that we can seek you and find peace every single day of our lives, Lord God. Even when we're going through our worst moments, God, we can still experience peace because, Jesus, you're always here, and you're the God of peace, God. Lord God, I thank you for just being with us every single day, Lord God, through the hardest moments of our lives and in the easiest, God. Every single second, Jesus. We thank you for sending your son for us, God. We thank you, Jesus, for coming down and suffering for us, Lord God. Lord, we worship you, we honor you, and we thank you for just who you are. I pray you bless this day, you bless this week, Lord God, and we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. You guys are all dismissed. Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Have a good day.